Samantha, here's the craziest thing. You know how I'm back on the bus, right?
Yeah.
It literally
sounds like I'm back on the bus. It's like I'm like back on crack or something.
Right? I'm back on the bus. But listen to this. It's the craziest thing. It's like the world has stood still. All the same people that rode the bus, right? Dude with his uncombed hair, lady in her pajama bottoms, and kid not wearing her shoes as she sits on the bus. They're all still there.
Yay.
All the observations are still there. Every one of them.
I'm so happy.
The mismatched people, the people who are taking the extra seat up with their knapsack, all there. It's like nothing has changed. I just walked back on and it was like, oh my God. Like it was like walking into a time warp. I'm like, what the hell? What the hell? It's you.
Are people, are they like quieter, nicer?
No, the same, right? Kind of everybody puts on their I hate riding the bus face.
Don't right? talk. No, that's their resting bitch face.
Resting bitch face, right?
Don't talk to me. I don't want to converse with you. This right. is public transport. Go away.
It's early and none of us are happy to be on it. So fuck off. Yeah, that's what that much. Face is. Yeah. And everybody's wearing it proudly. Everybody's wearing it proudly. So happy to be back on the bus. I'll let you know that right now.
Oh, God. Oh, the tales you will tell.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
And if anybody wants to know, check out Dear Dude on a Bus on Instagram.
Right? Because a lot of pictures happening, only from the neck down, though.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa, we're back and we're sounding so much better.
Look who's back. Back again. Lisa and Sam are back. Tell your friends.
You know what? I will say this for podcasting. Microphones make your voice sound a whole hell of a lot better.
Well, you know what? It's just easier to be like in front of a microphone than it is like on your earbuds, on your phone, right? At remote parts of Canada, at the hotel late at night.
Yeah. Right?
All those things makes it hard, hey?
Oh, that's true.
But friends of the podcast, that's a true testament of our loyalty to you.
Yes.
Right? Because I'd say pretty much 6 weeks since I was in like Ontario and then you were on holidays, mm-hmm. it's been for sure a month that we've been like,
yeah.
Piecing this bad boy together, right? Bit by, like as Kelly Clarkson would say, bit by bit, blah, 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 blah. I don't even know that song, right? I don't even know that song.
Yeah. And John was like, your audio is as good as it gets. Okay.
Okay. At least you got a podcast, right?
That's what he would say.
Right. I know. Exactly. Right. We tried. We tried our best.
We did.
Right. We can't do it all. Okay. Crazy thing. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but did you notice on Tuesday morning it was -3?
Yeah. Because we're into fall.
Like we are in it to win it. We jumped right in.
We were +30 and now we're -3.
Oh, like... That's like taking the cold plunge.
This is cruel summer. This is the cruel, cruel summer.
Right, to quote Bananarama, exactly. To all you Gen Xers out there, it's a cruel summer.
That you're gone.
Right? Oh, my God. That was a bad song, hey? It was a bad one hit. No, did they have another? Did they have two songs?
Oh, I think they did, but I don't know what the other one is.
Oh, I don't remember. I feel Bananarama just kind of disappeared, thankfully.
Yes, but they had great hair, as always, because that's
they did have great hair, yes, right? Great hair. And they looked good, right? They were oversized clothing, I remember.
Yeah.
Right?
They had one like the overalls and t-shirt look.
Right.
But they look cute in it. And I'm like, how do you look so damn cute in a pair of overalls? That makes me mad.
Right. Well, you know what? It's going to be how cute I'm going to look in my wide-legged cargo pant because it's all the rage for fall.
Don't start.
It's all the rage. I got a thing from Old Navy. It said 60% off wide-legged cargos. I'm like,
don't, because your chicken leg in a wide leg pant. Everyone's gonna be like, "Where's the leg? Where's
I know,
the leg? Where's the leg?"
but here's it's a mystery. It's none of your business where the leg is, right? Maybe that's the new "Where's Waldo?"
I'm such a bitch.
Maybe, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. But I would expect nothing less.
I know.
Right? I would expect nothing less. But here's the thing. I used to, don't you remember, I had a pair of MXM cargo jeans? They must have been a wide leg. And I obviously didn't care about where the leg was.
I'm sorry. Where have you been? The 90s are back. Yeah. And we're all just reliving it one more time.
I know. So if I didn't care about
hair
it at one time.
Clothes are back. Music's back. Everything's back. And it's like the cargo pants and that weird hair. And I'm just like, I did that 20 years ago.
I'm okay going back to the cargos.
Not even. It's 2023. 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
Oh, right? My God. I did that 30 years ago.
30 years ago. And I'm willing to bring that pant back.
Oh, God.
I got to just find it.
Fantastic.
I got to just find it. I got to just find it, Samantha. I don't know. It's just kind of crazy.
This is what I'm saying. Okay. Because I have Disney Plus. Yes, I paid money only for one show. God. Did I pay money for Disney Plus?
You're like fucked up, man.
No. Because I enjoy only Murders in the Building, and I will not feel bad for that.
Right? Like, did you win the lottery and didn't tell me?
No, I didn't.
You have all the stuff. You have all the stuff.
No, I do.
But yeah, you do not have pictures on your wall.
I choose what I want, Lisa.
Okay.
I choose what I want.
I'm just saying, I'm going to take Disney Plus as opposed to a 3M hanger for my picture. Gotcha.
Anyways. Off topic. I'm going back to, I have been watching, and they're great, The Golden Girls.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. They're so hilarious.
You've dug them up, have you?
I've dug them up. They're on Disney Plus. Yeah. And I'm like, stop it. The Golden Girls? Stop it.
But they were hilarious.
They are, and they still are, Lisa. You can. I just watched an episode about menopause. It was freaking hilarious.
For sure.
It was
for sure.
Freaking hilarious.
Yeah, those
and
gals.
The key character in all of this is Sophia.
Of course it is. Yeah, that's not new.
She is hysterical.
Why does it sound, why do I feel, and why does it remotely sound like as though you might be new to the Golden Girls?
No, I'm not new. I just
Are
forgot.
You sure?
No, I just forgot how much I love them.
Okay. Okay.
They're delightful.
Okay. Because I was going to shake my head at you.
No, don't shake my, no, I'm
I
just
was
saying,
going to.
Guys, if you need a burst of like 80s throwback.
That's where to go.
And you want a good old hearty laugh from four chicks. Go to the Golden Girls.
I agree. They're really funny. I agree. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that, Samantha.
Thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm going to give you that. But okay. So I'm struggling. I don't know if as I get older, if my dexterity is not as it should be. And yes, I feel I just used that properly in the sentence.
You might have, yeah.
Dexterity is not very accurate. My fingers don't want to work very good. So guess what? Guess what it caused me to do? As I'm trying to open up the Simply orange juice. Everything that's got a fucking protective cover on it requires dexterity.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just came out and said, hi, my name is Lisa, and I think my dexterity isn't very good. So I'm struggling to get plastic protective covers off of everything from the orange juice to the ice cream to the ketchup.
Okay. So yes, I feel for you. I'm sorry that you're going through this.
Shake
issue.
My head at that protective cover.
However, it protects the food from people just opening up the orange juice or the lid of an ice cream and going, oh, let's touch it.
I know, but just think of this.
That's why it's there.
I know, but we grew up with stuff without protective covers and did just fine.
Yes,
so, if it wasn't broke, why do we need to fix it?
Because as we get older and as the centuries go by, we actually learn something. One of the things was, let's protect the food from people's fingers and sneezes.
I'm going to take disease, sneezes, and fingers for 100, Alex, as opposed to what is that plastic coating on the ice cream?
So your I shake my head is, please remove the protective coating.
I'm shaking my head at the protective peeling. at the protective peel. I'm shaking my head at it.
I'm not joining you because I think it needs to be.
We don't need to agree on our shake my heads. Okay. But you mark my words. One day when your dexterity is not at its top, at its best, and you can't open up the ketchup bottle, you're going to shake your head at that same thing.
Well, sometimes that happens. And then I go and find a knife and then I stab it to death.
That's not how it's meant to be.
That's how you do it. That's you find a solution, Lisa.
I'm not a solutioner. Yes, I'm not a solutioner. I'm not, right? I find the problem and I wallow in it.
You're a wallower.
I'm a wallower. You're a solutioner. I'm a wallower. Right?
Oh my God, that's why we're friends.
Right? Because we're very opposite that way. Right?
I can't do this. Oh God, just use a knife.
Right? No, it's not meant to have a knife at it. Or it would say that on the bottle somewhere.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying. That's my tale of woe.
That is a good tale of woe. And I feel sorry for you, but I don't agree with you.
Fine. I don't agree with you with most things. So no. That's okay.
That's the beauty.
That's what keeps us fresh and on our toes. Keeps our friendship lively, Samantha.
Oh, that is for sure, Lisa.
Right? Right.
For sure. Yeah. Okay. Ivan, I shake my head too.
What are you shaking your head at this week?
I saw an ad come to my email from Michaels. You know, Michaels, the whole crafty store. They're so crafty. Makes you want to puke. They're so crafty.
Yeah, but they won't help non-crafty people. That Michaels?
No. Yes, that Michaels.
I still have resentment from them.
Right. Okay, so that Michaels, who's rude,
yes,
is schlepping Christmas collectibles.
Oh, too soon.
I just walked into a store and saw Halloween, and I'm like, and that was in August, and I'm like, okay, so 2.5 months before the actual Halloween.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
This is
4 months out to Christmas.
Yeah, it's too soon.
4 months.
Too soon. Like at the gift shop, we decorated fall. We put fall out. But I'll tell you, I said to the lady that was helping me, I said, what about a turkey? Too soon. No. Too soon for a turkey. Right?
Oh, see, and I was actually hungry for turkey gravy.
No, too soon. Too soon. Too soon. We got to get through September first.
I'm just hoping I get something for Thanksgiving maybe or something.
Samantha, you will because that's your birthday, right?
That is my birthday.
The 9th, 10th, 11th, or the 12th, somewhere in there. I feel your birthday changes
you're
like Thanksgiving.
You're such a good friend.
I am, right? Yeah. Yeah, right?
The 9th, 10th, or the 11th.
I know it's one of them. I always text your mom. Which one is it again?
Okay. I'll text you this year.
Thanks.
Have to.
Well, because I feel it changes like Thanksgiving because one year it's on Thanksgiving and I think, oh, her birthday's on Thanksgiving.
The day of my birthday does not actually fluctuate.
I know.
It's Thanksgiving that fluctuates. Right.
But okay, that's fine. Put yourself in my shoes. Be me for a moment and try and figure that out. When your friend's birthday's on Thanksgiving this year and that's not the same day the next year. It seems weird.
No, it just is you, the unbending Lisa, the unbendable Lisa. It's a new doll that's out now. It's called the unbendable Lisa.
I hope I have pretty eyes.
Well, and you know what? Unbendable Lisa never changes anything, not even her clothes.
She doesn't come with a second set. She keeps the same set on.
Hair
all the time.
Stays the same. Glasses stays the same. Shirt, pants, shoes, right. Everything stays the same.
Nice. Perfect. Yeah.
Unbendable, unchangeable Lisa that's at a store. Best. Near you.
That's the best Lisa ever, right? She's just one price. She's just one. She's one SKU only.
Change prices either, so she always the same.
That's right. She's one SKU, one price. Nothing changes. I love that. I'm so excited I can't wait to see me.
Yeah, she comes equipped with a cell phone, a nightlight. No, sorry, a flashlight, and a pair of panties to cover the clock.
Right. Absolutely. And
oh, that's a good one.
And I have to tell you, there's been an addition to the light situation.
Oh God.
I haven't shared it because I knew you were gonna make fun of me. So the big fan that I use, when it's on high, it has a little light. So I'm ready for this. panties don't go on the fan. A sock does. It covers the light. I hate light.
Apparently you do.
I want to be a vampire.
For someone who only sleeps 2.5 seconds a day,
there, that's
it's funny that you
time.
Need all of the lights covered.
I need all the lights and a flashlight close by for when I need light. Right?
Oh my God, I made myself laugh so hard I'm crying.
That's so funny. That's so funny. So friends, friends, that's the beauty for of us, Samantha, right? Because I just let you make fun of me. And apparently I turn out to be a pretty darn good sport about it all. Right? Because if you could see, friends, if you go to the YouTube film and you watch her, she's like dabbing her eyes. She's made herself cry. She's made herself cry.
And I'm schmucketing.
But the other thing you'll see, friends of the podcast, if you go to the YouTube clip, is you're going to see who has pictures hung and who does not. Right?
It's not a fucking race, Lisa.
Samantha, of course it's not, because you are a snail who's never going to hang a picture.
Well, that's true.
We had a whole hanging pictures day.
Oh my God.
Every picture. That was Sunday. Every picture needs to get done. And now we're officially, everything's moved in. Right? Fantastic. Because you never feel that you're moved in if you don't have all your work done.
All your work done.
So get your work done. I guarantee you still have a box of shit someplace.
No, it's all in my storage.
But it's still...
I don't need it. That's why it's in my storage.
Okay. Well, what else? There's got to be other things that are not
I'm
complete.
Good. I have...
You told me you have no furniture.
Well, I have some furniture. I need to furnish.
You need to furnish.
And I would like new pictures, which is why I don't have pictures up. But again, okay, Lisa, it's not about comparison and it's not a race to see whose place is prettier than the other.
Right, listen. That just tells me if you are buying pictures, I know what to get you for your birthday.
Nope,
I'll get you a picture.
Nope. Yeah. Please don't. Yeah. Nope.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I already have one in mind.
No.
Yes.
No, it's not your mug on a picture. It's not you and the HHG in a picture. I don't need that. Because you know where it's going to go? Down in my storage.
No.
It's not full yet.
Then you bring it up and you put it on that wall every time.
Nope.
Right? Nope. I got one of the three of us. Oh, it'd be such a nice picture.
Oh, God, no.
It'd be so nice.
No, I would not.
Oh, I'll give one to all of us. We can all have one.
Nope. I think that's a horrible idea. And I'm really mad at myself now for even suggesting it.
That teaches me a lesson. Big mouth. Start running your mouth off like that. Just saying, Samantha.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I got a question for you. I need to know the answer. I've been asking random people that I know today this question. If, let's just say hypothetically, because we don't need to upset anybody by thinking maybe it actually was a real visual. Hypothetically, if I can see the folds of one's ass cheeks in their leggings, are they too tight?
Yeah.
They're too tight, right?
Yeah.
They're too tight.
If you can see the cellulite, one, you're a little too close, and two, they're a little too tight.
Well, I couldn't see. I wasn't close enough to see the cellulite. I was close enough to see the jiggle of one's butt, hypothetically, one's butt and her very defined butt cheeks.
One, why are you staring at someone's butt cheeks?
Because it was a big butt and there it was as it was moving. You could not stare at it. There, I said it. Okay. I said it. You couldn't help but stare at it because you were kind of shocked and caught off guard. It was like, remember the bloody period, like the dirty period? It was like that. Like,
I'm sorry, Haley. She's going to make you puke again.
Right. It was similar to that experience, right? Like I was just kind of shocked and stunned.
Okay.
So then you find yourself in the moment. Right. So I was in the moment.
So as you justify yourself over and over and over again, Lisa, as you tell that story, which makes me think that it is a somewhat true story. If I'm basing it off of how Mark Live and Kelly does his content.
It's pretty much true.
It's
pretty true. Right.
So is this a situation where the shirt was maybe not long enough.
Definitely not a long enough shirt. Mm-hmm. Definitely not. And I feel that there's two types of gals out there. And right, we're a gal. I'm a gal. You're a gal. I feel there's two types of gals out there. There's a gal who wears leggings. And there's a gal who wears leggings. And if you're the gal who's wearing leggings, it means they're not being worn properly.
Do you mean that the leggings are being worn as a pant?
That they're being worn too tightly. Leggin' wearing people are wearing their leggings too tight.
Like, okay, think of it realistically. A legging is a leggin is just a very thin layer between you and actual skin.
Right, right.
Right?
A legging. So, a legging is a little different.
Is maybe not quite as tight.
Seems to be a little more appropriate.
Maybe slightly more appropriate. And perhaps only worn in situations where we're doing something physical. Right. And not necessarily as our outfit that we've decided to leave our home in and be in for the rest of the day, whether we are going out socially or to work.
Like for years, remember I had an associate I used to battle with and I used to say, I understand that they're black, but it doesn't make your leggings a dress pant. Right? Even though they're black.
Doesn't make your leggings.
Doesn't mean that your leggings are... are a dress pant.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. Yeah.
Just like the lady, the girl who wore the early version of the croc and it had fur. It doesn't make it a dress shoe. It makes it a cousin of the moccasin. Oh,
don't even talk about crocs because now they have made an actual platform croc that looks like a heel. And it's the all the rage.
Don't. Let's just go back to leggings. Let's just go back to leggings.
Because let's deal with one atrocity at a time.
Right? Every week we'll tackle one new atrocity.
And if you would like us to talk about what you might think is an atrocity, please let us know.
DM us
on any of our socials.
Right? Fashion atrocities by Lisa and Sam.
Because we're so fashionable ourselves.
Right. Because we're all that in a bag of chips.
Apparently. Well, a bitch has already got hung her goddamn
pictures.
So whatever. Pictures
are already up. But that's the thing, right? So again, right? And we know, everybody knows those two gals, the one gal who's in her leggings and the one gal who's in her leggings, right? Everybody knows them.
As soon as you say that, in my mind, I go bloop, bloop. I see the pictures. Bloop,
bloop. Right? There they are, right? Totally. Yep. Exactly.
God, that's funny.
I just wanted to unpack that today.
That's, you know what? I'm glad we did. I understand now. Legging from legging.
Right. To,
you know what, Lisa? This is important work that you're doing by showcasing the difference between a legging and a legging.
Right. And again, it all goes back to if I didn't get off at my bus stop and have to walk to my work for like a block, I would not have seen said lady in legging. I would not have seen that.
Ah, the beauty.
I would not have ever experienced that this morning to share with the world. You're welcome.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like that.
Right? That's a good one. I thought you'd appreciate that.
No, I greatly did, actually.
Yeah.
It was delightful. I think I need to share this, though. Everyone knows the weirdness that happened at Burning Man.
So weird.
And how a desert landscape became basically a floodplain.
Like, what are the chances of that happening?
I don't know, because it does apparently rain in the desert. apparently. But, okay, so Burning Man is basically like a music festival where people just go there, dress up weird, and take a lot of drugs and do lots of weird shit. Yeah. So when it started to rain and it got really bad, it was maybe okay for the first day, apparently. But as the days progressed, they were having some issues and you couldn't get out, apparently.
Right. Apparently it was like clay almost.
Yeah. It was like you were stuck. So of course, you know, everybody gets involved. People are told to like conserve things and don't drink all your water, eat all your food and waste your battery and all that kind of stuff. But apparently Chris Rock had the fortitude, him and Duplo had the fortitude to walk 5 miles out. Because they were like, I ain't staying here. I ain't doing this shit. No way.
Mm-mm. So even celebrities didn't have a real out.
Nope. So they walked out and they hitched a ride in the back of a truck.
Wow. Hey.
To get out of Burning Man.
You imagine, hey, Chris Rock, you need a ride? Get in the back.
Like, it was a mess. Like, how did that happen? And then it was like, people were like, well, how come people aren't going to get rescued? And I'm like, well, how do you land anything in clay mud?
You can do is wait for it to dry.
Yeah.
The rain to stop and the clay to dry.
It was gross, man.
Right? It's not my type of thing. Like, I did enough years at things like that as a teen and in my 20s and in my 30s.
I would never do that. I'm never going out to the desert to live tent.
No, I'm never peeing in a potty. No. Never peeing in a porta potty ever.
Those years are past us.
Yeah, right? Because you know what? I can't consume enough alcohol to be okay with that. There's just no way that I can live through that experience, right? Because that's how we used to be. That's how we used to justify it. You were so drunk, you didn't care.
You didn't care.
Last things you'd hear going into the porta potty were from your buddy, don't look down. And you didn't, right? You keep that in top of mind. Don't look down. Don't look down. Don't look between. Don't look down. Don't throw up. Don't look down. Don't throw up. Don't inhale. Don't look down. Don't throw up. Right? Repeat. And out you got, right?
Oh,
I can't go back there. I can't go backwards like that.
God, could you imagine? Ugh, gross.
No.
Blech, blech.
No. No. But here's a bit of controversy for you.
Uh-oh.
The People's Fund of Maui.
Oh, yes. Why? Like, I don't.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
Okay. Explain. Because.
So Oprah and The Rock, okay?
Yeah.
They're taking a lot of heat over this. So what happened was that Oprah saw where Dolly Parton had given people physical cash. She gave the cash to people. So people had, like, not in Maui, but like whatever happened. Remember, there's fires or something.
That was Dolly's money, right? Like
Dolly's money in people's hands. Right. So they could, so for like months and months, so they could survive.
Uh-huh.
Dolly's money. Oprah and The Rock each donated $10 million, which is awesome. But apparently, based on Oprah's income, works out to like 0.0000% of her income. And then they started asking people to donate their money.
Oh, I see.
So I believe that the human spirit and the human nature is good enough that people would donate, right? Mm-hmm. It's a horrific tragedy. If you have some spare money, I think people would donate. We would donate something that happened like that here. People would. But I think when you have we have a billionaire and a pretty darn close to billionaire asking you for the money, it doesn't sit well with people.
So not even the fact that they donated $10 million each, they're still getting backlash because of it?
Yeah, because I think people are thinking like maybe if you donated like $100 million, because $10 million, so that'd be like us donating like $20,
uh-huh.
Right? Okay. Big deal. Yeah. You gave $20. Who cares? Yeah. Uh-huh. You donated $1,000. Oh, okay. You maybe felt that pinch a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It seems a little more heartfelt. So now the consensus kind of was people on the TikTok, and you know, if it's on the TikTok, you know the rule, right? It's got to be real. So
it's got to be true.
Right? Right? Just like if it's coming out of our mouths, it's got to be fact-proofed and true.
Oh, my God.
So the thing on the TikTok was that people were mad and people were saying, like you want me to give my money, but yeah, you're really not giving your money. And you got the money to give.
So basically, we're asking for Oprah and The Rock to finance this.
Well, or to give maybe a little bit more.
Well, maybe they will.
Right? I don't know. That's all I got to say about that.
All I know is the TikToks that I found, they have montaged their way into distorting the facts.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Right. totally distorted.
That's the beauty of TikTok is they have montage and they've clipped from here and they've clipped from here. And they've clipped
right.
Because now Jason Momoa, apparently they're trying to claim that Jason Momoa has been speaking out against the Rock and Oprah. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch this. Oh my God. He never once said anything.
Of course not. Right.
They took bits and pieces of a conversation that he was having about Maui and the devastation and where to give your money. Yeah. He never once mentioned Oprah or The Rock.
I'm sure he wouldn't. Why would you?
And I'm like, can you just montage yourself out of this TikTok? Because that'd be great.
That's never happening. Oh, never happening.
Oh my God. Okay. But you know what? Maybe they should. Whatever.
Whatever. The Rock, they should. They could give more. They could give more.
They could give more. I don't know.
Right. They can give more. Mm-hmm. Right. That's all I'm saying about that.
We got our own problems because I want a new profession.
Why? What do you want to do now?
Okay. So I was introduced to a YouTube guy called Beard Meets Food. Okay. And he goes and does food challenges around the world, apparently. He's from the UK and he comes to the States. He's been to Canada and he does food challenges and he films himself and you watch him eat and he eats like this shit's. Oh, every time I watched him, I was like, nice. Like, I don't need anything to make me feel sick. Right. But anyway, so I was watching this and he went to a restaurant in the States called Dick's Last Resort.
Okay.
And I'm like, funny already.
Funny already.
Just saying Dick's. Yeah. And then he walks in and he sits down and he reads the menu. And apparently the servers are told they're paid to be rude to people.
Oh my God, you get paid to be that way. Samantha.
So the best part of this whole thing was not him stuffing his face with all this food that he was eating,
right?
But it was the fact that the server was like slinging good, honest to God, rude remarks from the get go. Nice. I loved it, and I'm like, where do I sign up? How do I get a job? Why didn't I ever know about this place before?
Right, you would be the poster child. Be like Sam.
I'm just like, stop it.
Right? You would love that so much.
Insults, one-liners, you name it. This chick, she was like, bam, bam. And I'm like, I love this. Sorry, Beard. I don't love you right now, but this is more entertaining.
I would not like that job. Right?
Really?
You think I would like that job?
It's hilarious.
But I wouldn't like it like you. Look at you all excited because you can be mean.
No, it's not that you can be mean. It's like you get to verbalize all the things that you think.
I think I'm kind of secretive that way.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Well, I could see you loving it. I could see you loving it, like grocery store Sam.
Just to get creative, right? To get creative in all the kind of like stuff that you could say to somebody. And
I guess
point
that's
out.
True. Now, like, do they say it back to you?
I'm not sure. I didn't even pay attention to that.
I would hope
he wasn't.
So.
He wasn't talking like that. But I'm just saying. I think if anyone has heard of Dick's Last Resort, please let me know.
If they're hiring.
And did you enjoy it?
Right. Right. Because you could find you could apply for that job. Like when I applied, remember, I was going to go work at Buckingham Palace.
That's right.
Right. So you could apply for a new job too. Easily, Samantha. Right. So there was too much paperwork and I'm like, fuck this shit.
Too much paperwork.
I don't need this much. I don't need this garbage in my life. That's too much work. Too much work. All right. Interesting. Okay.
Whatever.
I could see you doing it. Okay. So it's crunch time, right? For the Jays, crunch time.
Oh God. It's always crunch time for the Jays.
No. It's different. It's September, right? So we're playing meaningful ball in September, which is the goal. That's the goal, right? Is to be playing meaningful ball in September. And we're playing it. We're playing it. However, something weird is going on because I watch the games on I don't know if it's, I think it's Sportsnet. I don't know. One of the sports networks. Okay. Uh-huh. Watch all the games like I always do. Mike and I watching the games. Do you know that during the games, when they go to commercial, there is a crazy influx of commercials for Vagisil?
What?
Vulva itch. I thought Volvo was a type of a car.
It's Volvo.
Oh, okay. Apparently it's something we have and it gets itchy.
It's a vulva.
A vulva. Do they get itchy?
A Volvo is a car.
Well, does your vulva get itchy?
I guess it can.
I don't know.
But you should never use those products on your vagina because it's a bad thing. Like, it's not good.
I'm just saying.
As Dr. Gundner, who is a Canadian doctor and she's an OBGYN and all that kind of fun gynecologist, she says, leave you downtown by itself, it will clean itself. It doesn't need
downtown,
any help.
Leave downtown vacant.
Leave the downtown by to its own devices.
Right. It'll take care, right? Right? It'll take care of itself. It doesn't need nothing.
So, this is what the sports loving woman is really caring about.
Woman, right?
So apparently, about the itch.
The itch. The vulva.
Okay. So if they really wanted to like make it equal, let's do one for jock itch then.
Nothing. Not a thing. I said to Mike, I said, I have to believe more women are watching sports because it seems odd, right?
It's a horrible, they couldn't have had like an ad for like a clothing brand.
Slap in a tampon.
Oh my God. Not even a tampon. Right. Women are not obsessed about the kinds of tampons. Like seriously, guys, right. We are not obsessed about the kind of tampons or pads that we buy for our periods. It's whatever fucking works or is on sale because they're goddamn expensive.
Right. And if it works, it's because we've tried it and it didn't let us down. Going back to that one.
And we've always... And as women, we have always felt tampons and pads should be free.
Yes, right. So, but isn't that weird? Like sports talk and Vagisil and the vag.
I think you should write a very strongly worded email to this sports channel and say,
like, where's Reitman's when I need it?
This is all you got? This is what you give a woman? Hey, don't forget.
I am a sports, right.
If you're itchy.
We got this. Right? I am a sports loving woman, but guess what? I'm not too concerned about my itch.
No, I think you would care more about if there was a new kind of like wine or maybe like some clothes.
Some clothing.
Or I don't know.
Show me where I can get my wide leg cargo pant that's not so wide.
Maybe a McDonald's commercial might resonate.
Even better, right? Even better. Even better. Oh my goodness.
Instead, we get itch product.
I shake my head at commercials about my vagina on my sports show.
Oh my God. We're going to shake our head, shake our finger.
Right? Leave my vagina out of baseball. My vagina doesn't belong in the playing field.
Right? Anybody who lets their children listen to this, they're going to have to probably not let them listen to this.
This might not be the episode. Maybe we're changing a little bit.
Oh, we're getting racy, Lisa.
We're getting racy, Samantha. But you know what? Racy.
This was put in front of you. You had to talk about it because it's ridiculous.
I couldn't believe it. And it wasn't just one day. It's multiple days I've seen this.
So I shake my head.
I had to bring it up.
Stupid people.
Stupid people.
Stupid people. Stupid. I bet you it's men who run that sports net.
Right? Talking about our vaginas.
And they've never asked a woman what kind of commercial they would like to see when the Jays go to a commercial.
Right? Or how many women have used this product? I don't know. Not me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just saying. Yeah. Just saying. shaking my head at that shit.
Okay. I got to shake my head. Oh my God. I got to shake my head. Traveling, it's not for the faint of heart. Just saying. I only had to fly home. I saw a lot in that very short period of time.
Right.
That I wish I had not, actually. I feel that travelers have gone feral. We have no clue what we're doing. We can't possibly be nice to each other, or we have resting bitch face for the whole time.
Right. I feel that we learned nothing from COVID.
There are no airport manners anywhere. No, COVID made us worse. COVID has made us feral. We sequestered too long. We have, and then we let ourselves out into the wild again.
Right. Now we're like, don't know Tasmanian. What we're doing. We're like the Tasmanian devil out there. Right? Just
we don't know what we're doing. I listened to 2 phone conversations before I even got onto the plane from Penticton. 2, not 1, but 2. Learn about a dead body. Learned that the coroner doesn't live in Penticton and he lives outside of Penticton. I'm like, what the hell do you need a coroner for? What is going on here? And I'm like trying to, no, I'm actively listening to you now. You are like across from me. You have invited me
into your conversation.
I'm there. I'm invested. It's happening. It's happening. Totally. And then that conversation ended. And then a lady in front of me learned she had Ed Sheeran tickets, learned that it might rain. And all I thought was, how rich are you to get to Ed Sheeran? How expensive are those tickets? And I just had, all I did after both conversations, all I had was questions. All right? I had was questions, and I couldn't answer them. I couldn't ask them because it's not supposed to be any of my business,
right?
Even though they're in a public place talking amongst, I don't know, 50 to 60 of their closest, I don't know you people.
Seems hard to think it doesn't become part of your business.
Oh my God. And then right. I get to the airport. The WestJet lady freaked me out. Oh, your plane's already left. No, I'm on the 8 p.m. flight. And she's like, oh, sorry. And I'm like, oh my God, don't give me a heart attack after I just walked up an angled plank to get to the airport.
Right,
I'm huffing and I'm puffing, not because I'm running, not because I'm running.
No, right? Because we don't run. We huff and we puff, but we do not run.
So I go in search of food. Not a lot of choices where I am. I don't feel like going far. I get some food. I'm hoping it tastes good. On my way to the seat, just to sit at the gate, just to mind my own business for a little bit, I see a kid crouched on the ground. What are you doing? And then I see what I thought was fluid. And then I realized it was puke. It was puke. And there was a bag on the floor in front of the kid puking. And all I thought was, oh, missed the first time or just caught it on the second time.
That's disgusting.
It was disgusting. And I'm like, Kate, disgusting. Bathroom's over there, guys.
Don't know why
he's puking on the floor.
I can't. That's disgusting.
And then I sit down again. And yet again, a third conversation I had to listen to.
Right.
And I'm like, stop it. Stop it. So I shake my head.
Cell phones should be banned.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop talking in public.
Right.
On your cell phone.
On your cell phones.
You can text. Yes. Unless you want us to participate in your conversation, because the next time it happens, I'm going to listen and start asking questions.
Because when they hang up, there should be like a 60 second debrief.
Yep.
I got some questions for you now.
Either that, I'm going to walk them and go, hey, do you want to put that on speakerphone so I can listen to the whole conversation?
Yeah. I'd like to hear both sides. Yeah. I'd like to hear the whole conversation. If I have to hear half of it, can I hear the other side too, please? Oh my goodness, Samantha, that would drive me crazy.
I shake my head at that.
Totally, right?
You've gone feral and it's not pretty.
You know what else isn't pretty? The new Mighty McMeat McMuffin.
What?
That's what I'm calling it. The Mighty McMeat McMuffin.
It's how much an meat egg is in it?
They add a sausage patty to it.
So it's an egg McMuffin.
It's a bacon and egg McMuffin with a sausage patty. That's meat on meat. And you know how I feel. Unless it's an assorted sub, I don't appreciate meat on meat.
I do not appreciate meat on meat.
My boss texted me, and I guess they were driving up to their trailer or up to their camper or something. And she said, what about that new, out of the blue, what about the new egg McMuffin? Does that constitute meat on meat? It certainly does. It certainly is meat on meat and not acceptable. Meat on meat is only acceptable in a sub, because that's the goal of a sub is to be meat on meat.
When you say meat on meat, it just conjures up something totally different for me.
Why do you make it dirty? You're making it dirty. It's a McMuffin. It's an egg sandwich.
Because it's just egg, bacon, and sausage. It's not like it's egg, bacon, sausage, ham, turkey, chicken. Like, it's not all the meat. It's got two meats. It got it's got one extra layer of meat.
So this is what happens when you have something and it has one meat. It's just with meat. When you have more than one meat, it's meat on meat. If you had four, it'd be meat on meat on meat on meat. This is meat on meat. Two meats. Three meats would be meat on meat on meat. Right.
Stop
it's just
it.
it's like letting it just go. It's like it just goes crazy, right? You just start at two meats and then it becomes three meats and it becomes meat on meat on meat on meat, four meats, and the meats never stop.
Yes. And this is what you would hear when you buy the unblendable, unchangeable Lisa doll. You will hear her, I will not accept a meat on meat on meat on meat egg McMuffin. I don't like change. And then it ends with, I don't like change. I don't like change.
I don't like
that's
change.
That's on repeat. You gotta pull this thread at the
pull the string. Pull the string. Right? Yeah, I do not like change. I am not I'm not doing it. I'm fine. Meat on meat on a sub. That is what a sub is.
Yes,
meat on meat.
That is totally what it is.
But not on anything else, no.
But not meat on meat on meat on meat.
No, not even just meat on meat.
No. Got it.
No, just all meat. Right. Just meat. Okay. Pick a meat and make your sandwich. A meat. One, meaning one.
Oh, my God. Okay. But you know what I need to tell people?
You better
tell. I need to tell people how they can find us on our social media. Okay?
I know, right?
I'm just going to let you guys know we are literally everywhere. We got the Facebook. We got the Instagram. We got the Twitter. We got the TikTok. And we're even on YouTube. So if you want to watch us do weird things with our faces and laugh hysterically and, you know.
Sometimes watching us is kind of funny, right? Because you just really get a true feeling of us.
Exactly.
But so you still got to download and subscribe.
Yes, you do. So thank you, Lisa. So guys, just search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. Pretty easy with the socials. That's where you can find us. I do want to mention, though, guys, we do have Patreon, which is kind of cool. For an extra $2 a month, you get an episode early, an extra episode every month. It's patreon.com/ISM I Shake My Head. Sorry. So that's pretty easy. So if you ever want, you know, to contribute to the podcast, that'd be great. If you're only on one social, there are many other avenues to search for us and check out what we're doing.
And we do a little bit of different things on all of them. So don't just think because you're on one, because if you're just on the Instagram, you're missing out on what goes on the Facebook every day.
Right. And TikTok as well.
TikTok as well.
And then there's Twitter.
And then there's the Twitter.
Okay, but I got to talk about Facebook because, hey, Facebook Tuesday. What? You did you were doing something very innocent. Like, this is our childhood snacks.
Slam.
Yep.
Slam.
Apparently, those were not the childhood snacks that people grew up with, Lisa.
I felt that they were. I even Googled for verification.
Oh, did you?
Right? 80s and 70s and 80s snacks to include everybody.
Oh, well, everyone hated the Dunkaroos, the Pizza Pops, and the Wagon Wheels got very disliked. Right. But I did take a slight offense, though I can take it or leave it, that people actually had an issue with PB&J.
Like, it's your original sandwich that you learn how to eat a sandwich with, right? In life.
Now, it's a classic. Kids now eat PB&J.
Right.
It hasn't changed.
It should never go away. Right, I guess unless you're allergic to the peanut butter.
Well, okay. So then it's like, I don't know, nut butter, or if you're
nut butter and jay.
Cash, sunflower, butter. It's a butter.
Right? It tastes like peanut butter. I can't believe it's not peanut butter and jam. Right?
And and it's gluten-free bread, or it's whole wheat, or whatever
it's all your heart desires. Right?
But it's still PB&J.
Still PB&J. I still, to this day, will have a PB&J sandwich on a Saturday because I love it. Right? Remember I used to take them to work for my breakfast? Right? And I don't. And then I would eat it. No, and I eat around the crust because I hate crust. I know, right? They hated it. They hated everything. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. We'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Anybody got suggestions? That would be great.
Right. Carol still got a few more that we got. So, but anybody else, feel free.
Feel free. Okay. So I have another I Shake My Head. And this I found out and I was horrified. And then I was a little bit like, oh my God, We need to talk about this. So I shake my head at the passenger who decided they should board a plane destined for a foreign country. Well, maybe perhaps not feeling well.
Oh, come on, people.
A Delta flight was diverted after a passenger suffers severe diarrhea. Apparently, there was fecal matter throughout the entire plane.
How do you poop out the plane?
It came out their pants, and it spread across the middle aisle to wherever, like potentially where they were trying to go to the bathroom.
Like, that's not just food poisoning. That's, you're like part alien.
I don't know.
You're part alien or something weird. You're in the middle of being exercised or something.
Something happened. They didn't react quick enough, apparently.
So what happened? And hang on. Dear Haley Sims, remember, this is Sam's story, not mine.
Sorry, Haley. I hope you're not eating. So apparently the pilot had to text or radio in saying this is what happened. So it's considered a biohazard. So they had to turn around and go back to Atlanta while, and then when they landed, the ground crew came in and like
hazmat suits
and like tore up the carpet. So nobody had to touch it.
So like somebody shit the plane.
Yeah. And the people had to, and the worst thing was, you're going to love this. The worst thing was to try and cover up the smell. They sprayed it with vanilla scented.
Nothing you like know, a little Cinnapoo, right?
I'm like, oh my God. And then they, and then the thing, it said it smelled like vanilla poo. Of course it did. Because it's just vanilla sprayed on poo. Right.
It's like all the years that our workplace used to use cinnamon spray, and it was like Cinnapoo.
It's right? Cinnapoo. You, and it just wafts, right? And so these poor people, so apparently, you know, you, I haven't seen a picture of what the plane looked like, but apparently it was quite the mess. So I'm wondering if people like vomited because of the smell, right?
That's disgusting.
Like,
but that's so disgusting. But then something weird, similar like that happened on an Air Canada flight last week too.
Uh-oh.
And two people got kicked off the plane because they refused to sit in their seats. Their seats, it was a full plane. The seats that they were to sit in, somebody on the previous flight had thrown up on.
Oh,
and when they cleaned it, they couldn't get all the throw up gone. So they just did a quick clean. And these people refused to sit on the vomit. And they got kicked off the plane.
Gross.
They got kicked off the plane. And
why did they got kicked off the plane because they refused to sit in their,
it was a full plane and there was no other seats for them and they wouldn't sit down. So the pilot said, you're going to get put on the no fly list. They were so pissed off at these people. But apparently now, apparently Air Canada's apologized. Yeah, I guess you would.
Well, okay, because this, okay, I heard of this story and I totally forgot about it until you just mentioned it.
Yeah.
They all, the people said, if you give us our, if you give us wipes and towels,
we'll take care of it.
We'll take care of it and we'll do the best we can and we'll sit in the seats. But they were just like, brah.
They were like, Air Canada was horrible, apparently.
Yeah, they were horrible.
Nice, eh?
You know what? All I thought was when I passed that kid when he was throwing up on the floor as I walked to my gate. All
he's,
I thought
he's
was
sitting beside you.
Thank God you're not on my flight.
Right? Exactly. Right? You could have had a neck breather. You could have had a mouth breather like me.
Right?
Right? So nasty. So nasty.
I will say this though. When I flew home from Calgary to Saskatoon, I took the $27. I paid the $27 to sit in business class.
Oh, look at you.
Lisa.
Was it worth it?
It was totally worth it. That $27.
Really? Hey,
yes,
$27, you don't mind.
My fat ass fit in the seat. I didn't have to touch anybody next to me because there was a lovely divide right there.
Right, where the water goes.
I got a water. I got a ginger ale in a proper glass, not a plastic glass, but a glass.
Nice.
And I got a little triangle of snacks, which was nuts, a granola bar, a piece of chocolate, and a lovely cert.
Okay, I can't go wrong with a cert. Where the hell did they come up with a cert from?
No, sorry, it wasn't a cert. It was a lifesaver. Okay. It was a lifesaver. I apologize.
I was excited there for a moment.
I was just like living the life. I'm like, I will always pick my seat and then see if there's business class as I go on to, as I choose to sign into, you know, how you check in, right? Because that's how I got my $27.
I think lots of times you pay a lot more than just $27.
I only paid $27.
That's a good deal then, hey?
I know.
That's a good deal. Good deal, Samantha.
And all I thought was, girl next to me, don't puke. That's all I thought. Don't puke.
Just
and then we'll have a great flight.
Keep your vomit in yourself, right? Just keep your vomit to yourself. Samantha, you know what? I'm shaking my head at the leaves.
Lisa, it's why?
Well, because they're messy.
Okay. So, you know, it's not their fault, right?
How do you know it's not their fault?
It's not their fault.
How do you know? Whose fault is it?
Because they're just like, and now we must go, to the ground.
So who's to blame for the messy leaves?
The tree?
That the leaves live on.
Mother Nature? Yes. Let's talk about Mother Nature and piss her off a little bit more, shall we?
Let's not.
We'll have snow by tomorrow.
No. Right. Exactly. I'm talking about, okay. So the leaves live on the tree.
Yes, they do, Lisa.
They're the tree's roommates, Samantha. How are they not to blame for their uncleanliness?
I'm sorry.
They are the tree's roommate.
No, they're not.
Yes. They are.
They are part of the tree.
They live on the tree.
They grow from the tree.
Right. Like a roommate grows from your second bedroom or something. Right? It's kind of same.
No, it's not. But, so
They're messy.
You're shaking your head at the leaves who fall to the ground just everywhere. Because the leaves know that winter is coming.
Because the leaves can't fall neatly in a pile. Instead, they got to blow around everywhere. It doesn't matter because I knew you wouldn't see things my way because you never do. I knew you would take the side of the leaves.
Always.
Always you take the leaves side. I knew you would, right? Just to take the other side. That's what you do, just to do it. You couldn't even just this one time take my side. You have to take the side of the tree and the leaves, right? Thanks, Samantha.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Not life or death, Lisa, so you know.
I know, but it was something that's been bothering me.
I err on the side of that's what happens to trees.
I err on the side of I think the trees need to do better.
Of course.
Not the trees, the leaves.
The leaves.
The leaves need to do better. Right? Like the lady in her legging. She needs to do better.
It's not a legging, it's a legging.
It's a legging.
It's a legging. It's a
total legging.
Oh my God. Okay. So we got to talk about Joe Jonas, man. Him and his British wife.
Ugly brothers.
They're done.
Him and his ugly brothers just can't make enough press on their own. They got to bring the wives into it now.
Yes. So he's divorcing his lovely wife. Apparently the reason for their split was her career is in the UK and his is in the United States and he doesn't want to live there and she does. So
let's divorce.
Yeah. So they apparently put in a statement together that, you know, it's irretrievably broken. According to Joe, and they're like, we're still buddies and we both agreed on it. And I'm like, congratulations, you're being adults. Let's give you a medal.
Right? I guess, right? But here's the thing, right? When you're rich and you have that much money, you don't have to work on your marriage. You just find a new one. Right? You just divorce and move on. Nobody cares.
And that's exactly what they're doing after 4 years and two kids.
Right? Like 4 years, two kids. We're not going to put one extra ounce of effort into this.
Apparently he wants more than 50-50 custody. Well, and he's been touring with the kids for the last couple months.
And like, is that the best thing for the kids? I don't know. During the summer, sure. But what about now that the kids are in school? They're too young for school.
They're too young for school.
Okay. Still, right? Like, how's your little roadies? Right?
I'm sure the kids will be fine as always. But all I thought was, I don't know.
I think I think that they hadn't been in the press for 2 days and they needed to get back in the press. So let's just get it.
No.
They are a bunch of press whores, Samantha. They're That's what they are. Those Jonas Brothers, right? They don't have good songs. God. Nobody likes their music. Nobody cares. But there they all are selling out big stadiums. They're just press whores.
So now you think they're going to get people at their concerts?
I don't know.
They're trying. No one's going to beat Taylor Swift.
Nobody like, ever. Ever, even, ever.
Even
ever.
Though Beyonce is doing really well on her
tour. She's doing well, right? She's doing maybe a little bit too much on the TikTok with her kid on her tour.
Oh, well.
I don't know.
Ed's doing really well with his tour as well.
I wouldn't pay 1 cent to see him.
Why?
I don't like him.
Huh? I can't talk to you right now.
Oh, that's fine. Don't.
I think you should watch the documentary that he made.
I don't like him. I get he made gingers cool again, which is great. I come from gingers. And totally, he's made gingers cool. I actually thought this the other day. Mike and I were at the mall, and I thought this the other day. I thought I saw a lot of ginger men, and they were married. And I know this sounds bad, but I'm going to say it, friends of the podcast anyways. I come from gingers, right? We're ginger. I'm a ginger family. So I feel I can say it, okay? He made ginger boys cool. Ed Sheeran did. A little bit of Prince Harry too. And all of a sudden, I saw all these ginger men at the mall married with kids. And I'm like, you should be thanking Ed Sheeran for this, guys. Because you were not the first pick 25 years ago. You were getting made fun of at the school.
Oh, stop it.
But it's true. It's true. It's true. So were ginger girls. I remember getting made fun of. Right? Gingers were tough. It was tough being a ginger back in the Gen X days. So I'll say yay, Ed Sheeran, for bringing watery-eyed gingers back.
Oh, my God.
Well, this is a watery-eyed ginger.
All right.
All right, he's kind of pale. He's a pale. He's pale ginger.
Yes, he is a pale ginger. Okay, but speaking of T-Swift, though, I heard something. And I was all like, you know, she was already pretty cool in my books anyways. But apparently, you know, when I told you that she's, you know, she took your advice and is making a documentary out of her.
Right. And again, right. I don't tell me she's not listening to the podcast, or Kelly Ripa didn't tell her about it, or somebody famous didn't say, hey, Taylor, I was listening to I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and they actually had a really great idea.
Apparently they've been filming it the whole time she's been on tour. So don't take too much credit.
Or they've just been filming videos. Okay. It's hard to say.
Anyways, she is so brilliant. She made a deal directly with AMC Theaters to bypass the studios to launch her Eras Tour movie.
She's a smart girl.
She is a smart girl. You know why? They wanted to not release it till 2025, while T-Swift wanted to do it during her tour.
Oh, okay.
So that is why it's coming out in October.
Nice. Nice.
And so she made the move and she got what she wanted. And I'm like, yes, bitch, you go right ahead and you do whatever the hell you want.
Right.
Don't let no man tell you what to do. And I guess the studios are pissed.
I'm sure, because they're probably missing out on lots of money.
They are, because they would have got a cut.
Yeah, for sure.
And totally. Now it's only the theaters get a cut.
Good for her. Mm-hmm. She'll never make that mistake twice.
Are you kidding? Scooter, did you hear about Scooter Braun too? Mm-mm. He's manager to no one anymore.
Well, that's smart.
Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande, and Justin Bieber all dumped him within like days of each other.
Wow. I mean, he's got lots of money anyways, probably.
He does. He does, because he sold Taylor Swift's entire
collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think Taylor Swift will ever be Scooter Braun again. Ever.
Nope.
Never, ever, ever, ever. Mm-hmm. Ever.
But I just wanted to mention that, because I thought T-Swift, you're too cool, and now you're even cooler. Now you're a smart businesswoman. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Totally.
You go, girl.
Two thumbs up from I Shake My Head at Lisa and Sam.
Yeah, so
let your people who listen take that message back.
Right, and you know, like, we could get concert tickets. We're going to need three.
But we'd pay for them, because we don't take handouts.
No, we would pay for them. We just need to get them.
We'd like to just jump the line. That's all, right?
That's all. Small things. Small things.
Small things, right? We're not looking for handouts. We're not looking for freebies.
No, we're not. But you know what I would take for free?
What?
Extra condiments.
Ew, don't. I read an article about this, and it's nasty. It's nasty. Are you? Because what's your noise? What is it? That people hoard their condiments for years.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think it should be for years.
And never think that they're going to go bad.
Do they?
Of course, there's stuff in it. If you ever have a package of ketchup in a condiment and it's puffy, it's because it's gone bad.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They have expiry dates. And people just, and guaranteed at the McDonald's, they just throw them in the bin. Remember when I had that bad sauerkraut that one time someplace? Remember, it was just at the top, they just kept piling it into the, don't want bad on top of bad, on top of bad. I ate it.
Was it at
Fuddruckers? Fuddruckers. Right? Remember? Because I ate the bottom of the sauerkraut that probably had new sauerkraut piled onto it for 10 years.
You were the man on the Delta flight. Whoops, sorry.
But at least I was at home. Because I ain't ever shitting my pants in public. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, right? Yes.
Yeah. So,
and as we get older, the potential of that grows quite intensely. So,
well, you know what? That's fine. I probably at some point will be okay if I have to have like a bladder guard or something. That's fine. I feel like I'm starting to make peace with that, actually. Right? I'll let you know when I actually cross over.
God.
Right?
That's the commercial you needed during the Jays game.
Right. I need that one. And then I'd be like, oh, okay. Okay. So then you wouldn't have to pee every hour. You could do a pee in your pants, a pee. Okay. Mate. Right? Same way they sell you on period pads, I guess. Oh, period yes. panties.
Yes.
Same type of thing, right?
You that know period what? You panty could use lady. You could use period panties for your leaky bladder.
I feel that I'm still just going to use the toilet for now. Thank you. Right? For now. As long as I can still use the toilet, I'm going to. Right? It's one of those things, Samantha. Oh, geez. It's one of those things. Okay. This is my last thing that I'm going to shake my head at this week.
Oh, yes. Well, probably we've had it's a lot. Not. We've
had we have had it. It's been a busy week of I shake my heads. Yes. I'm shaking my head at Burger King and how every single time I see a commercial, it's for a new type of burger. Whopper, Whopper, we put jalapenos and a white sauce on your Whopper. Whopper, Whopper. And we got some with some funny weird cheese on your Whopper.
Yeah.
Why can't you just make a good Whopper?
Are they the ones doing the spicy dill or is that McDonald's?
No, I don't think that's McDonald's, is it?
Someone's doing a spicy dill. Oh, no, it's A&W.
Oh, a spicy dill.
A spicy dill.
Interesting, a spicy dill. I don't know about that spicy dill.
Something new because they have to, because people are bored. They've been eating at fast food restaurants for the last 3 years, and now they need something new.
Right. How about, let's, here's a crazy thought, the McRib. Canada has not been enjoying that for a long time.
No. Hey, maybe right? Burger King will come up with a rib.
Oh, thing. But then it's Burger King, right?
Well, how bad could it be? It's fake pork, fake pork. It's the same thing, isn't it?
It's not going to be the same. It won't be the same sauce. It won't be the same bun. It won't be the same pickles. It won't be the same onions. Nope, not the same.
I feel like it'd be the same.
I feel like you're wrong. I feel like you're wrong.
I feel like I'm not.
Dear Burger King, either just like, hi, stop. You apparently have a lot of marketing dollars to spend. How about just, I don't know, make a good burger, right?
Just make a good burger.
Just make a new and improved Whopper and watch everybody be like, oh, I'd be curious to try the new and improved Whopper because I already know that your original Whopper was kind of crappy and bad.
Right.
Right. So try the new and improved. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try the new and improved Whopper.
Oh, I would like to say on a totally different note that I might be done with my chicken wing fetish.
You were going to say,
I was going to say fetish, but that's not what I meant.
The right word.
My chicken wing.
Did you have a bad wing?
No, I think I had too much on my vacation.
Oh, you can't come back and now ruin it for me. God, you suck sometimes.
I know.
No, you won't.
You know, what we need? We need to go to Earl's and we need to sample there. They had good wings.
They have good wings there.
They have good wings. So we'll have to do that.
Let's do that. And then you can make a decision.
And then I can make it. I can make an informed decision of whether or not I am over it.
Right. Because you can't just be over it and then I don't leave me hanging. God, that makes you shitty. Makes you really shitty.
No, it sucks.
Yes, it does. No, you're not taking me into consideration at all.
I don't think I have to in this.
We started the wing journey together.
It's not a journey.
I didn't get invited to Osuyas, so I didn't get to continue the journey. So you can't end the journey. You're picking the journey back up. I'll tell you that right now. The journey's not over. Right? Journey goes on. I'll tell you when the journey's done.
Oh, that's funny.
Right?
Yeah.
That's where we're at on that.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Thought I needed to let you know that.
Samantha, pulling the rug out underneath me like that.
Yeah, sorry.
Right? What would you do that? Like, what would you, like, what if, oh, well, I wouldn't. I would never do that.
No, stop it.
I would never do that, right? Ever. So I just want to say one more thing about us moving, right? Because now we're officially moved in because everything's unpacked and on the walls. But I'm going to tell you.
It's a slag every time you say it, Lisa.
Right? It just means that, you know, we finished the job. That's all. Right? We finished the job we started.
Shut up. You're so fucking rude.
Oh, but non-bendable Lisa's not.
Still a classic. Gonna be a classic. Right? I'm gonna love this forever. Oh my God.
I think you're gonna have to make that like your phone ringer or something, right? Right? Line down to police.
Oh, it's gonna be your ringtone.
Oh, Samantha, I just can't even with you anymore. I'm just done with you.
I can't even drink. I'm laughing too hard.
Right? Okay. Oh, she, friends of the podcast, she's tapping her eyes again.
Oh, okay. Only I can make myself laugh this hard.
Yes, right? Yeah. You're really good at that sometimes.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Only I totally. Find me funny.
So. You do find you funny. Right? You do definitely find you funny. I find you funny, but you really find you funny.
I do.
HHG does that too. She'll send me a text. She'll send something funny. That's kind of funny. And then I'll be like, that's kind of funny. Yeah. And then I'll message her and I'll be like, are you laughing hysterically? She's like, I am cracking myself up right now. Totally. I'm like, of course you are.
Yeah, of course
you
are.
You guys are a lot alike that way.
So what were you going to say about your movie
before? Just that I was just tooting my horn. Just tooting my horn.
Oh, that's good.
Right? And I'm going to say the jury's still out on whether or not I think hardwood floors are the way to go, or are they hard? I feel that they're high maintenance.
No, they're not.
Yes, because you see footprints everywhere.
Then clean them.
Every single day, every minute, that's a high maintenance floor.
It is a high maintenance floor.
Right? That's a high, that's why I think they're high maintenance.
Well, you're there now.
And they're mine.
You're going to be there for another 25 years. So
right? Get used to them, right? I come home, I put socks on. It's like I had a full circle moment when we moved into our house in Barrie. My mom had hardwood floors everywhere, and she used to say, "Put slippers on. Don't step on the floors if you don't have to. I don't want to see a footprint." I totally get it. I thought that the other day. I'm like, "Oh, Wendy McIntyre, touche, 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 my friend. You win this argument. I get it. I get where you were coming from 40 years ago, right? I understand why there were slippers at the front door." Right? Just saying.
Well,
just
saying. It's slipper sock season anyways. So
slipper sock season. Right?
There you
sweater go. Sweater weather, slippers, the whole bit.
The whole bit.
All the things. We're here.
All right, guys. We would love your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You can tell us what you want us to talk about. You can comment on anything we've said, and you might find it being mentioned during an episode. And just a reminder that you can also get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We want to thank John Domingo for putting together our podcast. He is the best kept secret in podcasting.
And his football pool is about to start tomorrow.
Oh.
Shit's about to get real. Right? You know, I'm in it to win it, right?
I know. Always. Lisa.
And friends of the podcast, I don't know if you noticed or not. We underwent a little bit of cosmetic surgery last week and we didn't even realize it with our Bitmojis.
Oh, yes.
Our Bitmojis became 3D and I'm going to let you know, I'm not in favor of it and it's caused me a lot of anxiety.
Well, your hair looks different, so.
My hair is not the same. So actually, maybe I am bendable. But you know what that is? That's a force change, which I don't appreciate.
No, you do not appreciate
force change. I don't appreciate force change. It's fine if I make the change. I don't appreciate a force change.
Yes.
Oh, Samantha. All right. That's another week in the bag.
All right.
Anything else you want to add, Samantha?
No, I'm good.
Friends of the podcast, have a great week.
Yeah.
Download and subscribe. Follow us on all our socials and tell your friends. Because maybe one day there'll be enough people that want to see us somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Right? Maybe. You never know. But we need lots.
You never know. We do.
We need a few people for that. Anyway. All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.